Yeah, and we were just talking about Tony, the doodle-doo.
Tony Dell.
Yes.
Who's listening right now.
Oh, is he? Okay, hi, Tony. And yes, let's do some shout-outs.
Thank you very much. I want to take a minute and shout-out to a couple of people in the hospital. Want to recognize Bob McMillan, and hopefully you're getting these good vibes we're sending to you. Also, my mom is in the hospital, so shout-out to her. Also,
hi, Mom.
To my dad, my sister, my ex who's watching my dog, and also to my son, Dylan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And sister, yeah, there we go. I think I got everyone right at the top of my list.
All right.
If I forgot anyone, I'm sorry. Shouting out from the heart anyway. To you too.
All right. And you're going to play the next song we have is Silver Bells.
Yeah. So here's a little bit of Holiday Shimmer.
Sidewalks, busy byways, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. With children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And every street corner, you
bump in it.
Yes, got to do the little bump, bump. Okay. Whoa, whoa. Okay, and more jokes from Karen after this message. We're going to try that penguin commercial again.
Okay.
It's working.
Yay.
It's working.
This is Bird Note. When we get out of the ocean after a swim, we reach for a towel to dry off and keep from getting cold. But penguins don't have that luxury, and many are in much colder waters. It's only recently that scientists have begun to unravel how penguins can live in freezing water without their feathers freezing. They studied the Gentoo penguin, which lives in frigid Antarctic waters. Examining the penguin's feathers with an electron microscope revealed their extraordinary structure at a tiny scale. Gentoo penguin feathers have tiny pores that trap air, making the surface water-repellent. And the penguins coat their feathers with a special oil from the preen gland near the base of the tail. These two features lead droplets of water to bead up on these water-repellent feathers in tiny spheres, balanced with minimal contact on the feather's surface. the scientists believe this peculiar shape of water droplets delays freezing. Gen 2 penguin feathers may even provide a model for human technology. Airplanes face a similar challenge of avoiding ice buildup. But by learning from penguin feathers, engineers could attempt to design a wing surface that naturally repels water. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
All right, and we're back, and I'm going to try to play this pre-recorded message from John in the house because he couldn't be here today, but he wanted to make some announcements.
Hello, this is John in the house for my weekly entertainment file called What Is On in Vancouver, running from December 5th to December 12th in Vancouver at the Roxy Cabaret. We have an event. Saints and Sinners with First Word, Thursday, December 7th, from 8 p.m. to 9:30 at the Roxy Cabaret. Also at the Roxy on December 8th, Friday, Darby Mills Project with Trigger Mafia. That's from 7 to 10 p.m. Friday, December the 10th, is the Barrel Making, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Roxy Cabaret. And coming up on December 13th, the Magic Triangle with the Robson Family and Garden Mice, Wednesday, December 13th, 8 to 10:45. See you at the Roxy. The next listings is from ccbands.ca from 8 p.m. to 11:45 p.m. This Friday, December 8th, at my part of the world down at White Rock, Sawbuck Pub is featuring Black Eyed Susan. On Saturday, December the 9th, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., go to the Elder Grove Beaches branch, 265 in Aldergrove for the Front Page Band. On Saturday, December 9th, out in Delta is Sally and the Mellow Heart at Kennedy's Pub. It goes from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. On Sunday, December 10th, the Front Page Band again is playing at the Wally Beach at number 229 in Surrey. So check those shows out. There are some Christmas events happening in town. Happening today, Tuesday, December 5th, on Good Friday Day at Bear Creek Elementary UAC. Heritage Christmas presented by Ward Pacific at the Burnaby Village Museum today at 5 p.m. We open Friends Christmas Light Display at 154 Meadow, 22nd Avenue, Surrey. Also happening down in White Rock at Sawbox Neighborhood Pub today at 7 p.m. Christmas music bingo. So come on down to White Rock and have some fun. At the Buccaneer Pub down at Giessen Hotel, down in Giessen, Richmond, is Angie Faith. Go down and listen to her beautiful voice. She's an amazing musician. Thank you. This is John in the house for my entertainment file for December 5th to the 12th. Thank you.
Thank you, John. John in the house. All right. And you met John back in the day. He's the one that actually recommended Karen to come to the Wham Bam East Van show.
Yay! And thank you, John, for recommending me.
Yay! Okay. And we're going to play your song off of the album here, the Karen Valley Christmas Special Live. And I guess we're going to do like a giveaway, folks. So if anybody is listening out there, I guess you could just email me, djmeddy604@gmail.com. So if you want a CD, and tell me about CDs, Karen, because yes, you're saying some people, you know, they don't really have them as much anymore. They're not as popular. But
that's right.
I don't know if you've heard, but the cassettes are coming back.
Oh. See, I'm into vinyl.
Yeah.
Hey, it's in vinyl, right? Well. We got to burn in vinyl next time.
Yes.
But you know what? Like, we are available, or my music is available on all the streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. Platforms. I say platypus.
You no, did.
Platforms. Okay. Anyways, all the platforms. So Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, Bandcamp. Just feel free to look up my name, Karen, F-O-W-L-I-E, and you'll find that music there. including the stuff from, or the songs from the Christmas special. But for those who still have a CD player, we have a couple of CDs that you could either use as a nice coaster or or enjoy a CD from it. Or, you know, see if you can get out that old MacBook Pro and see if there's still a slot for that CD in there. So anyway, so please do email DJ Medi, and we have a couple of CDs to give away.
Ooh.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Hard copy.
Yes, and tell me about Christmas Is Tomorrow, because you wrote this one.
I did, yeah. So Christmas Is Tomorrow is a happy little number. It's all about that excited feel when family's together and when kids are around. They're just so like, Santa! And they get up at 6 in the morning and they're super stoked about Christmas. And sometimes, you know, as adults, we go through mixed emotions, but to have that kind of kid sentiment, I think really buoys all of us. And so that's what this song is about. Christmas Is Tomorrow. Yay!
Tomorrow I can't wait for the day. Family's all around and Santa's on his way. And when you wake up in the morning and hear the people say, Christmas Day is here. Christmas is tomorrow. I can't wait for the day. Family's all around and Santa's on his way. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll hear the people say, Christmas Day is here. Christmas is tomorrow. I can't wait.
No bump in that one?
No. I wanted the bump, but
did
they
you?
Took it out.
Okay, so when you do your live shows, do you do the jump?
It depends.
Depends?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You know, spirited song. It's fun to do that.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or the cha-cha-cha.
Oh,
right?
With the cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The cha-cha-cha.
Get a Spanish-sounding song. Oh, and yeah, the cha-cha-cha.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
She's dancing on the stage, folks. So, yeah, it's not just... just singing when you see her shows. Yeah, yes. You're going to have some jokes. You're going to have some dancing. Yes, and some singing. Excellent.
Promises about the jokes or the dancing.
Okay, tell me about this brand new album.
Yes, so I've been working with my band, and I'm really excited about it. It's been a long time in the making. And so we actually have 20 songs. So we're going to be dividing it into two albums, and it's going to be coming out in 2024, of course, since we're in December. Huh? So, yeah, I said to my son, you know, what should I do? Should I, you know, I'm thinking about calling this album Cardboard Rocket because there's a song on it that's the title track of the first album. And I said, but, you know, I'm called Karen. And it's a tough thing right now being called Karen because there's a lot of prejudice. And I said, maybe I should, like, when I was born, my the name I was given was Cindaloo. And I thought, well, maybe I should call myself Cindaloo or this one Cindaloo. And then my son said to me, Mom, don't change you. Your name is Karen. You've got to change the world. And so I don't know. That's a big world out there, but I think I'm just going to stay me and still be Karen. So anyway, this is, I've written a number of songs, and one of the other songs I'd like to play for you is called Cheers. So it's a fun seasonal song, perfect for New Year's, in case you like to raise a glass on the midnight hour and bring in the New Year with your friends and family.
Is going to be a crowd favorite.
Right?
Yeah, everyone's going to be like, cheers! Yes, everyone's going to be into that one.
Especially if you give them a little glass of something first, some eggnog.
Oh,
some,
okay. Yeah, what are your favorite drinks? Do you drink eggnog?
I do. I like eggnog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't find it too thick?
I like the light stuff because it's not as thick. That lucerne kind.
Yes, there's
really
the light
good.
And then there's the regular.
How about you? Are you
I like them both as well. But yeah. And what do you like to cheers with?
Oh, well, I admit a glass of wine is always nice.
Red or white?
Oh, well, it depends on the day of the week.
All right, then.
Either is fine. How about you?
Actually, I don't drink.
Oh, okay.
I do like a little orange juice and some 7-Up or ginger ale. And nice. Just that gives a little bubbly when I go out for, you know, watch shows and stuff like that. I'll have a little, I call it jungle juice. Yes.
Nice.
All right. We're going to play a song from your album, Pushing the Edge. Here's White Rabbit on CJSF. That was a cover of White Rabbit. And if you remember that one from The Matrix. Oh, wow. Did you like that movie?
Oh, loved it. I'm a huge Keanu fan.
Ooh-hoo.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so you have some more shows coming up.
I do. So every Wednesday, I'll be playing at JJ's Kitchen in West Vancouver. But if you can't make it out that far, in North Vancouver, I'm at the Anavets on January 13th with my band. And then if you like to take some turns, go up the mountain, I'm playing up at Cypress on February 4th and also March 17th. So, have a St. Patty's Day show.
Amazing. Okay.
I'll have to work on my accent.
Yes, yes. I think it sounds great. Yeah, it sounds amazing. Okay, well, thank you so much, Karen, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van show.
Thank you.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Okay, and you're going to tell me about your last song called Jingle Bells.
You bet. So this song goes out to any listeners who are struggling right now. And I remember I went into the seniors facility where my son's great-grandmother was at, and the lady said, well, she might be upset because she has dementia. She might not remember you guys. And if that happens, we're going to have to ask you to leave. So we went in with pictures, and she didn't remember us at all, and she started to become upset. And I thought, oh, no. But I did have my guitar. And so I pulled it out, and I started playing Jingle Bells. And I sang Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, and she said, I remember. Jingle all the way.
Wow.
So here we go. This is to anyone struggling with anything. A little bit of cheer at Christmas. Here's a little Jingle Bells.
The next show is called Talking Radical Radio, so stay tuned for that. And I also have a guest on Thursday nights, 7 p.m., so check out my show on Thursdays. We'll see you then. And yeah, have a great day, everyone, and Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, and thank you, DJ Maddie and the sound staff.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! Appreciate you.